We thank you for the privilege of joining together as your family to worship your name. We pray that you would purify our hearts, that you would prepare us for honoring you in musical worship. We rejoice this morning to be able to give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forever. You will reign forever.
Let's read together this verse from 2 Corinthians 4 through 6, 4 and 6. Let's read together out loud. We'll read first in English and then in Chinese. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We'll now sing a song that may be new to many of you, but it's focused on Jesus. And so the first song that we sang exalted God, and we can see the character of God in His creation. And so that was the first song, but now we're moving into specifically honoring and worshiping Jesus. And so if you do not know this song, just listen for a little while and reflect on who Jesus is.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Jesus, it is only in you that we can stand. We thank you that as we come to you and we cast all that we need, all that we have on you, because you alone can redeem us and save us. We give you thanks and praise. Pray that you would prepare our hearts for receiving the words of the Bible now. In Jesus' name.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. 很高兴我们今天啊有三位的姐妹，她们要受洗归入主的名下。
We're so thankful that we have three sisters this morning who'll be baptized in the Lord.
洗礼是啊，她们啊借着外表的洗礼来表明她们内在生命的改变。
So baptism is an outward expression of what has happened inside of them.
就好像是啊，洗礼就是如同耶稣基督一样，同死同复活。过去他们是以自我为中心的这样生命，自己坐在生命宝座这样生命，借着洗礼表明他们啊，从死里面复活以后，是以耶稣基督作为他们生命的主的生命。
So what baptism represents is that as they are believing in Christ, they're baptized with him in his death.And just as Christ is raised up and sitting on the throne in heaven, they are raised up in Christ, seated with him in heavenly places. So through this process, Pastor Terrence and I are going to be baptizing, and he'll ask three questions. We won't translate it each time, but the three questions, the first one is, do you believe that you are a sinner? So in God's sight, have you fallen short of his glory? Have you broken his law? Are you a sinner in his sight? The second question is, in reference to who Jesus is.Do you believe that he is God who became a man, who lived a perfect life on our behalf and he died on the cross, he was buried, and he raised from the dead? And the third question is regarding whether or not we want to follow him with our whole life. And so as he asks these questions, they will be responding and baptizing them.
第一位是李珍华姐妹。主啊，感谢神，你愿意信主归入到主的名下。在这边我问你三个问题，请你大声的回答。第一个问题是，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
承认。
感谢主。你相不相信耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他就是神，他在十字架上为你的罪而死，第三日复活，赦免你的罪？
承认。
感谢主。那你愿不愿意接受他做你的救赎主和生命的主，一生一世跟随他？
愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人面前所做的见证，现在我要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来为你施洗。第二位是刘凤仙姐妹。凤仙，感谢主，你常常经历到神圣灵在你身上的感动，所以你愿意跟随主受洗。那在这边我问你三个问题，第一个是，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
承认。
感谢主，你相不相信耶稣基督他为你的罪死在十字架上，第三日复活，赦免你的罪？
我相信。
感谢主。你愿意接受他做你的救赎主和生命的主，一生一世跟随他？
我愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人面前所做的见证，现在我们要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。第三位是珍娜姐妹。珍娜，很感谢主虽然你在披索瓦时间不长你是从在 Chatham University 过来在这边学习，那但是你愿意在短短的时间就认识主，愿意跟随主。那我们在这边问你三个问题，第一个是，你承不承认自己是一个罪人？
我承认。
感谢主。你相不相信耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他就是神，他在十字架上为你的罪而死，第三日复活，赦免你的罪？
我承认。
感谢主。那你愿不愿意接受他做你的救赎主和生命的主，一生一世跟随他？
我愿意。
感谢主，因为你在神和众人的面前所做的见证，现在我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。 想把时间把啊交给 Pastor Mike， 他带领我们有个儿童的信息。
Hi, good morning. Can I get all the kids to come into the middle of the aisle? That'd be great. Trying to grab a seat in the middle of the aisle. That'd be great. Well, good morning. Good morning, kids. How are you guys doing? Okay? Welcome back. Welcome back, Rebecca and the Chang family from Missions. I want to ask you a question. Do any of you guys have a hobby by any chance? Do you collect anything? Do you guys collect anything? Jingnan, what do you collect? Pokemon cards. I choose you, right? Okay. Awesome. All right. Who else had their hand up? Anyone else collect anything here? No one collects? Laura, what do you collect? Rocks. Rocks. Like just rocks. Like, because I know you just moved into a new house and you guys have a kind of a lawn, but there's a lot of rocks. So does your dad like pick a bunch of rocks and go, hey Laura, start a new collection. Does he do that? Oh, special rocks. Okay, what kind of special rocks? Like diamonds and rubies and emeralds? No? Okay. Yes, Teresa, what do you collect? Beads. Ooh. Beads. Like small, big beads? Okay. I thought you said you collect bees. Like mifeng, like zzz, and like, oh, okay. That's great. If you garden like Pastor Mike, bees are very necessary, right? So I don't have a bee collection yet, but beads, that's pretty cool. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else collect anything? Gino, what? You already collect Pokemon cards. What else do you collect? What? 50 stage quarters. Oh, okay. All right. So how many do you have now? You have 37 stage quarters. That's pretty good. So you have like how many to go? Let me test your math skills. How many quarters do you have left? You have 37 quarters. How many quarters do you... 13 left. Nice. Are you sure about that? Okay, good. Yeah, there's 50 states, so if you have 37 quarters, 13 quarters. Well, I have to confess that, you know, we also collected some things when we were kids, and maybe you can help me, like, remind me what some of the names of these things were, because I don't remember all of them, and I'm also kind of fearful because all these things that I brought today, this morning, they're now part of Maddie's collection, so I don't want her to scream or cry. So if she screams or cries, I really apologize as a dad, okay? So, all right, so here we go. So we've collected some things, and we have a collection of stuff, and Jinglan, I think you would really like this. You would really like this, right? This is one of our stuffed animals. We collect stuffed animals, right? This is actually Achu. Yeah, this is from Uncle Grant. This is from her uncle. And this is Achu. And so you can choose Pikachu. All right. All right, now this is my favorite. I have a little Pooh Bear when I was 74. Oh, no. I took her Pooh. Oh. Well, you know what my daughter's favorite stuffed animal is. It's Pooh Bear, right? So Pooh Bear. All right, now for those that like, you know, Peppa the Pig or like Oink Oink and stuff, like everyone knows what this one is, right? Dinosaur, right? And so this is Dinosaur. Anybody like Peppa the Pig? Oh, no. She's like ruining my message or something. All right, and then for those that don't know, we have a Corgi, we have a Kujigo, right? So this is what Charlie used to look like. Okay? Charlie used to look this big. But now that he is with our mom in Chicago, he's a little skinnier. So, oh, you want Dinosaur too? Okay. All right. Ready? Let's go. Okay. Anyone know this one? Penguin. That's right. It's a penguin. And so when you become Pittsburgh, and when you come to Pittsburgh, the team that seems to always be winning recently has been the Penguins. So we like to collect penguins. So do you want this one too? Oh, man. Anyways, I have a few other ones, but I'm not going to get into that. But I realized that I'm actually missing a stuffed animal. I had it here this morning, and I was walking around, and maybe somebody, I don't want to point into anybody, but somebody I think may have taken that stuffed animal somewhere and hid it. I don't know why. Maybe because she likes stuffed animals. Maybe because it's really her stuffed animals, but she's looking for more stuff. But can you help me find this stuffed animal? Her name is Pinky. She's pink. The stuffed animal is pink, and it's a rabbit. So if you look around for me, I think I lost it. It's somewhere in this building. It's somewhere underneath the pews, maybe. And so I need your help. Can you find a pink bunny rabbit? A pink bunny rabbit. Name's Pinky. So he might respond or she might respond to Pinky. You found it. Nice, nice. You found it. Found it, found it, found it. Ah, precious. This, oh, look at this. This was found. This is found. So thank you so much for finding our lovely pink bunny rabbit. We got the, oh no, don't throw it. No, these are precious. You got to throw it to me, Joseph. You can't throw it on the ground, okay? All right. So as you can see, every one of these are really precious, right, to us. And so this one we won in Kaohsiung in one of those claw machines, you know, and so we got one of the claw machines. We didn't pay for it. We actually got the claw to go on the machine anyways. But pretty cool little, it's called Pinky. But as you realize that all of these have names and all of our stuffed animals, they're really precious to us. And if we lose one, we have to answer to somebody. She gets really angry, right? Oh, you want this one too? Okay, all right. As you can see, she loves them all. And this reminds me of a story that we're actually going to be talking about a little bit later about Jesus' friend of sinners. And it's from Luke chapter 15. And in this part, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, but he's also talking to the tax collectors and the sinners. And in this story, he talks about this story that he loses one sheep, right? There's a man who loses one sheep, and he leaves the 99 in a safe place, he calls it an open environment, and he goes off to find this one lost sheep, like this one lost bunny rabbit. And when he finds the sheep, he rejoices, right? He rejoices. He's happy. He puts the sheep on his shoulders, and he carries the sheep all the way home. And then when he comes home, he talks to his friends. He says, "Come and rejoice with me. Once that was lost is now found." You know? And then he says, you know, in heaven, they will rejoice when one repents. Right? Than the 99 righteous who don't repent. And so, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but do you guys remember that most of us here, probably because we're Christians, we were lost at one point, right? We were lost and gone astray, each of us going our own separate way. But God sent His Son, His one and only Son, to come and rescue us, to save us. And so when that one is lost, but is found, he is so joyful, he's so rejoicing, right? In what was once lost, but now found. Will you just pray with me real quick? Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know you, Jesus. And when we know Jesus, we know the Father. And because, Jesus, you came here to die for us, even though we didn't deserve it, you came to seek that which was lost. And you found us. Thank you, Lord, for finding us. Thank you, Lord, for pursuing us. Some of us were running so far away that you chased us and you kept on searching for us and you found us finally. And there are people here this morning even that don't know you. They're still lost. They haven't been found yet. And Lord, we want to pray, Lord, for even those hearts this morning, that they would hear of Jesus Christ this morning and that they would be found, and that we would be able to also celebrate, just as we just celebrated baptism, with rejoicing hearts as a family of God. So thank you, Lord, for this morning. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. All right, so kids, we need to go. We need to go downstairs for a class. So if you would join with me, stand up and follow Joseph the leopard out the door. And if you have a stuffed animal, you can either throw it up here or you can keep it for now and then give it back to me a little later, okay? Please give it back because my daughter will be very sad. All right, well, good morning again.
Good morning again. 大家再次早上好。
It's really great to be with everyone this morning.
很高兴能够跟大家今天早上在一起。
I know combined services are really tough sometimes.
知道, 我们每次合堂的时候总是有些麻烦的地方。
For OIF people, we have to wake up a little bit earlier.
对国际堂的弟兄姐妹,他们需要早起。
And sometimes, you're really tired, and I'm really tired, but it's okay.
有时候我们觉得很疲惫，我也很疲惫，但没有关系。
But it's great because we get together and come together as OIF and as Chinese congregation.
但很难得的是我们，中文堂、国际堂的弟兄姐妹，我们能够一起敬拜。
We come as adults and as children.
大人或者小孩，我们也可以一起敬拜。
And we come to worship the Lord as He's already translated. I hope and pray that this is a small taste for us to see what heaven is like one day.
我们在这边其实就是我们品尝了一下这个在天堂的滋味。
That when it says every nation, every tongue, right, will come together and worship the Lord, I hope that's what we all as a church can come to see.
启示录里面说到，就是各方各民的人，各种语言的人一起来敬拜神。
Now, I want us to do a little something a little bit different this morning. We sometimes do this, but would you all stand up, please?
今天早上我们做一些特别的事情，好不好？请大家都站起来。
Would you introduce yourself to those around you, at least three people?
跟你周围的人至少三个人介绍一下。
So wish them a good morning. Say, hey, good morning. Good morning, David. Good morning. Good morning, David.
好，早上好。早上好。早上好。早上好。早上。哎，下个礼拜是你们的哦，恭喜啊，恭喜啊，恭喜啊，恭喜啊！恭喜啊，恭喜啊！恭喜啊！Nervous？
小心
，Nervous？
好 ，All right， you can have a seat. You can have a seat.
大家可以请坐。
Our passage this morning comes from Luke chapter 14, at the end of it, and really it's chapter 15, verses 1 through 7.
今天我们早上讲到的经文是从路加福音14章的最后一节一直到15章的第七节。
And it's the story of the lost sheep.
这是讲到一个迷失的羊。
So we're going to read the passage first in English and then in Chinese.
我们会先用英文，然后再用中文一起来念。
Okay, so if you could read this with English on the count of three, 1, 2, and 3. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 to open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
我们一起来念中文。有耳可听的，就应当听。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只憋在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里。就朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个人罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
He who has ears, let them hear. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him.
税吏跟罪人他们都挨近在耶稣旁边。
Now, when we prepare for small groups as Bible study leaders and as preachers on Sunday's message, we usually go through the passage and try to identify some words.
不论我们是在小组里面查经，或者是预备讲到，我们都要找这段的经文里面一些重要的字。
Right, and sometimes the words repeat itself, and those are the words that we sometimes need to note or circle.
这些不断重复的字就是要我们去注意到的。
Now in this passage, the word "hear" is used 3 times in 2 sentences.
在这两节短短两节经文里面啊，有个字它却重复了三次。
So it must be important.
这表示说它这个字非常重要。
Now Luke also says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He also uses that a very few times.
他在这边说到有耳可听的就应当听。
Yet it's very important because he wants to stress the importance of the passage or what is being said.
这里是要强调的这段经文的重要性，或者是正在说什么。
And so the author is really asking who's listening.
这个作者呢，就是其实就在问是谁正在听呢
？But he's also stating if you're not listening, you better.
也换句话说，就是说如果你没有听的话，你应当听。
See who is listening? Well, who's listening are the tax collectors and the sinners.
在当时是哪些人在听呢？是这些税吏啊。是这些罪人吗
？Oh, and by the way, maybe the Pharisees and the scribes.
或者是在旁边的这些法利赛人跟文士。
Are you listening this morning?
今天早上你们有听吗
？Please don't tune out.
希望你们不是闭耳不听。
Don't fall asleep on me.
希望你们不要打瞌睡了。
It's okay though. I extend grace. Some of you are tired.
如果你太累了打瞌睡没关系，我用恩典来对待你。
But when you woke up this morning, did you have an attitude, I'm going to hear from God this morning?
但是你今天早晨起来的时候，你有没有个态度，我是要来听神要对我说的话？
Sure, it's Sunday.
当然这是一个主日，礼拜天。
But not just Sunday, but every day of the week, did you wake up with the morning attitude, hey, I'm going to hear from God this morning?
不光是星期天，在星期中的每一天，我都用起来的时候都有个这样态度，我今天要来听神对我说的话。
Or do you wake up focus on something else?
还是你起来的时候，你是专心在其他的事情上面
？My St. Louis Cardinals are in town playing the Pittsburgh Pirates.
我喜欢的这个球队，他来到匹兹堡跟海盗队对打。
I don't really watch TV and I don't listen to the radio, so maybe I want to check my phone the first thing in the morning to see who won. Anyone know who won?
昨天晚上没有时间看球赛，今天早上我就想要知道到底哪一个球队赢。你们知道是哪一个球队赢吗
？Maybe it's a news report. Trump said something else.
或者是新闻报告，特别是这个 Trump 总统他说了些什么
？Maybe it's my watch, because you know, I don't have a watch as you can see, but maybe it's for those who have really nice watches. Maybe your watch clicked because you have an iPhone or what is it? Apple Watch.
或者是我们有。智能的手表上面有一些其他的信息。
But I think most of us, our phones are going off. It's the sound of the telephone ringing. I hope it's not ringing at 6 o'clock.
或者是我们的手机响了。
Maybe it's an email though, or a text.
或者是我们的这些电邮或者是短信。
Or it's a tweet.
短信。
WeChat, yeah, that works. Are you listening this morning?
今天早晨。你们有在听吗
He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them."
有耳可听的就应当听。 税吏跟罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道，但是法利赛人和文士却私下议论。
As we go on and read verse 2 here, it says, it's not just about listening, but how are we listening?
当我们在读到第二节，我们注意到，不光只是听，而是他们如何去听。
The tax collectors and sinners, they're listening intently.
这些税吏跟罪人，他们是非常专心的去听。
They're drawing closer to hear from Jesus.
他们是挨近到耶稣的面前。
That's why as preachers, we always really appreciate those who sit in front.
所以呢，讲员呢是非常感激，很感激坐在前排的这些弟兄姐妹。
So thank you, David, for sitting there. Now the Pharisees and scribes, they're not even listening.
但是呢，法利赛人跟文士呢，他们却根本没有听。
They still can't even go over the fact that Jesus is welcoming sinners.
他们甚至没有办法能够接受这样的事实，耶稣与他们这些罪人同在。
And that he's eating with them.
甚至与他们一同吃饭。Again,
they're not even listening. They're grumbling and complaining.
他们不仅没有听，他们甚至私下议论，抱怨。Isn't
it so easy to grumble and complain about things?
我们是不是很容易就为一些事情我们在议论，我们在抱怨？
Why is it so early in the morning?
为什么这么早就要起来?
Why can't I sleep more?
为什么不能多睡一些?
For those that have families, why is the baby crying again?
对有家庭的人说，为什么孩子们在哭?
For those that are students and classes haven't started, why didn't I study more for that test?
对学生来说，为什么不能多读一些?
Now, just the other day, I was actually preparing for this message, and I was doing the laundry, and our washer started to overflow with water.
就在前几天，我在预备信息的时候，在我们家里面的这个洗衣机，它就开始漏水了，开始在淹水。And
it started to flood all over my basement.
我的整个地下室就开始淹水了。And
so I was trying, because we use our basement as a storage room, so I was trying to move everything around so it wouldn't get water on it.
因为我把很多东西都放在地下室储藏。 所以呢，我赶快搬这些东西，免得被浸到水了。And
in the process of that, I hit my dryer, and then the dryer vent came down.
在我在搬东西的时候，我撞到这个我的那个烘干机，结果把烘干机的这个通风口给撞下来。And
I got really frustrated. I was like, these machines, they're supposed to help me.
我当时非常的沮丧，这些机器应该是来帮助我的。So
it took me 2 hours to get just the vent on.
所以呢，结果花了2个小时间，只是要把这个通风口再把它装回去。And
the upsetting thing is, I got really frustrated.
这些事情让我感到非常的沮丧。I
got so frustrated that I realized that, you know what, all I needed to do was to quiet myself and pray.
我沮丧到一个地步，意识到我需要的是安静下来，祷告。Isn't
it true when we're so complaining and grumbling in our hearts, we just need to pause? Stop, listen to Jesus, listen to God, and pray.
当我们正在抱怨的时候，我们不是，是不是应该，反而我们应该是安静下来，在神面前祷告。
Isn't it true, though, when we first were introduced to the gospel, we were really excited to hear about Jesus?
我们是不是当我们第一次听到福音的时候，我们感到非常的兴奋？
And as the years went on, as we grew our relationship with Jesus, we wanted more of him or less of him?
但是当我们 在主里面越来越多时间的时候，我们想要的是更多听到的耶稣呢，还是更少？
I like to say that as we grow more and more years with Jesus, that we want more and more of Jesus, but that's not really the case. I think reality and realistically, we kind of want a little less of Jesus sometimes.
当我们信主以后，随着时间的成长，我们应该是越来越想要知道耶稣，可是呢，反而
We start to complain and grumble, and we start to get busy and not listen.
我们开始在抱怨，我们开始在议论，我们开始为事情忙碌。There's
sometimes a danger of repetition or familiarity.
如果我们一直重复在这样的情况的话，这是给我们的一个警讯。We
need to be listening and be amazed by God's truth.
我们应该仔细来听。 我们要对神对我们说的话语而感到惊奇。
Was there anything this week that brought me to my knees, that brought me to my tears, so I would cling to Jesus more?
在过去的这个礼拜，有什么事情会让我们愿意 流泪, 让我们愿意跪下来?
Last time I was here at Combined Service,
在上一次合堂的时候, 我,
there's a really touching thing that I saw as a speaker. There's a sister here, and she started to cry.
在当时有一个姐妹在当中在哭,
she stopped crying after the message, and when we had a response song, she started to stand and raise her hands out and saying hallelujah.
不仅是如此，当我们信息结束以后，我们开始在唱回忆诗歌的时候，但是她却是高举着手，她在唱诗赞美神。
Why? Because in that midst of tears, I really truly believe that she met Jesus.
也在她的流泪当中，我很清楚地知道她遇见了神。
And they were thankful for Jesus that morning.
他在那天早上对耶稣充满了感恩的心。
Now I'm not capable of getting you excited about Jesus.
我并没有这个能力可以让你们对耶稣感到兴奋。
Only the Holy Spirit can.
只有圣灵能够做这样的事情。
Only He can blow the dust off of your faith.
只有耶稣能够让你的在信心上面的灰尘把它吹走。
And only He can change a calloused heart.
只有他能够让我们心的心能够软化下来。So
let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Holy
Father, thank you for this morning.
亲爱的父神，我们为今天早晨我们献上感谢。Thank
you for the reminders of who you are, that you're the creator of the universe.
谢谢你在今天早晨提醒我们，你是这创造宇宙万物的主。That
you're the Holy One.
你是那圣洁的。Yet
you are the lover of our soul.
但你也爱每一个灵魂。You
seek that which was lost.
你也在寻求每一个失丧者。
We pray this morning for our hearts to be no longer callous.
我们祷告让我们的心不再成为是极简坚硬的。
Help us to hear from you. We pray this in Christ's name.
让我们能够听到你要对我们说的话。你这样祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣的名。阿门。
So what's the message that you have this for us this morning, Lord?
主今天要对我们说些什么话？
Jesus welcomes sinners.
耶稣他欢迎每个罪人。
I mean, what were the Pharisees and scribes upset about?
当时的这些法利赛人跟文士，他们在为什么事情感到生气？
And at the same time, why were the tax collectors and sinners drawing closer to God?
那为什么这些税吏跟罪人反而挨近耶稣呢？
One group was upset, and the other group was astonished by what Jesus was doing. He was welcoming sinners.
一群人呢是感到非常的生气，但另一群人呢却对耶稣他们欢迎罪耶稣欢迎罪人感到非常的兴奋。
And he wasn't just and if it wasn't just welcoming sinners, but he was eating with them.
他不光是欢迎这些罪人，而且与他们一同吃饭。
See, back then Pharisees wouldn't ever be caught close to a tax collector or a sinner.
在当时呢，你绝对看不到法利赛人跟文士呢跟这些税吏在一起的。
To come close to a sinner would be to defile oneself or to make them unclean.
如果跟这些税吏罪人在一起的话，会让他们也沾染污秽，使他们也成为不洁。So
to eat with a sinner was really unheard of.
所以呢，让他们跟这些罪人一起吃饭的话，这种事情是在当时从来没有听过的事情。See,
the Pharisees and scribes, they lacked the loving concern that Jesus had.
所以这我们可以看见法利赛人跟文士他们缺乏耶稣的这样子爱人的心。And
this is what the tax collectors and sinners found so appealing.
这也就是为什么税吏跟罪人在耶稣身上看到这样的吸引力。The
Pharisees lacked a loving heart of a father.
所以法利赛人跟文士他们缺乏的就是父神这样的爱人的心。And
to receive a person that repents.
没有缺乏这样子愿意去接受
As a pastor here at PCCO,
作为我们教会的一个牧师,
I hope that no matter what color or ethnicity or your language or political background or even your sexual orientation, I hope that you would feel welcome here.
我们盼望在这个教会里面，不论你的肤色，不论你是什么样的族裔，不论你是什么样的性向，欢迎。我们希望你在这个教会里面都感受到被欢迎。
Now, tax collectors, sorry, I forgot the present. Tax collectors were the Jewish people. They were Jewish people, and they were collecting money on behalf of the Roman government.
这些税吏其实他们是犹太人，但是他们是代表为罗马政府向他们自己的同胞来收税。They
were considered traitors.
对犹太人来说呢，他们把这些人税吏看为是卖国贼。They
would make money as they taxed and collected from their people.
他们是从自己的同胞身上能够榨取得到能够得到金钱赚钱。
Sinners in this passage were defined as people who knowingly disobeyed God's commandments.
罪人的定义呢，在这段经文里面所看到的是说到他是明知的，却是要违反律法跟神的命令。
Yet that's who Jesus wants to meet with, tax collectors and sinners.
但是神却是要主耶稣却是要去跟这样的人见面。
A biblical scholar writes that it seems that in this passage, Jesus seems to know the sinners and tax collectors by name.
有个圣经学者他研究，他认为似乎耶稣对每一个罪人，他都是认识他们的名字，知道他们的名字。
And why wouldn't he? He's the Son of God.
难道不是这样吗？他是神的儿子。
Isn't it great to know that Jesus, the creator of the universe, knows you by name?
我们知道这位创造世界的主，他知道我们每一个人的名字，这不是一件非常奇妙的一件事吗？
He knows who you are, he knows what you've done, and he welcomes you by name.
他知道你是谁，你的名字，他也知道你所做过的这些事情，但是他仍然按你的名字来认识你。
Well, if you know me, I'm really horrible at names.
如果你们知道我的话，我对记得人的名字是非常糟糕的。
Especially Chinese names.
特别是中文的姓名。
Sometimes English names.
有时候连英文名字也是很难记的。
Maybe some of you are like me in that way.
可能你们当中有些人也是像我一样。
But let me say again, Jesus is the one who is welcoming people in and eating with them.
但耶稣他却是欢迎罪人，而且与他一同坐席吃饭。
And I'm so glad that we have opportunities after service is over, we have lunch.
很高兴我们的崇拜完结束以后，我们也是会大家一起来分享，我们一起吃饭。
Well, before I digress and you think about food, let me go back to say that Jesus welcomes sinners.
耶稣他欢迎罪人。
In the Webster Dictionary, Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it says to greet hospitably and be courteous and cordial.
根据英文的一个字典上面，给欢迎的定义是说到热诚或是亲切的迎接。
In the Greek, the word welcome could be used in two ways. It could be used by dekomai or prosdekomai.
刚才那个英文的翻译，或者是高兴的接受事情的发生或者人的存在。但在希腊文这个字的话呢。 有两个意思，可能是 dekomai 或是 prosdekomai。
So let me illustrate what that looks like with Pastor Terrence.
让我跟大家表演一下这个字是什么意思。
All right, so this is what it means to welcome or dekomai someone. So I haven't seen Terrence in maybe like a week or two, and I only know Terrence on the surface level. Pretend, okay? I only know Terrence on the surface level. So when I see him again, it's like, hey, what's up?
在希腊文里面有两个不同的字，其中一个是 dekomai， 是讲到就是说，好像我认识 Pastor Mike， 但是呢，我只是肤浅的认识他，然后看他的时候跟他打一声招呼，你好吗？怎么样
？Yeah. So it's like you know when you're if you're World Cup was just on, right? And so when they come off the field, they go like this. Can you do this? They go like that, right? That's dekomai. That's yeah.
当他们见面的时候，可能有段时间没见面，他们见面的时候只是握手打个招呼而已。
Now prosdekomai, welcoming prosdekomai, it means that you know someone intimately.
而另外一个是 prosdekomai， 另外一个欢迎的这个希腊字呢，是讲到就是说你是知根知底的知道他。It
means you know the person, their highs and their lows.
你知道这个人他好的情况，你也知道他这个人糟糕的时候是怎么样。
You cried with them and you celebrated with them.
与他一起同哭，与他一起同喜。
So when you haven't seen them in a long time, do you just go like this? Hey, what's up?
如果你碰到这样一个人，你很久没有碰到他，没有很久没有看到碰见他了。
No.
你就见到他的时候，你只会这样子握手打招呼吗？
No. You prostrate
and
you go, hey, what's up,
Dan?
I apologize. I'm from the Midwest. We're a little more touchy-feely, but like here in the East Coast, you like close to get is like, hey, good to see you.
That's really cool. 我是从中部来的，我们是真的很热诚的去拥抱，不像从东部来的，只是轻轻的碰到而已。
Jesus prosdekamize sinners and eats with them.
耶稣在这里，他是 prosdekamize， 他是一种真诚的欢迎罪人。
Jesus has a great love for sinners.
他对罪人他有很深的爱。
Sinners like you and me.
罪人像你和我。
Can we bring our relationships from dekomai to prosdekamai?
我们能够让我们之间的这种关系是从肤浅的这种dekomai的欢迎到深层的这种prosdekomai的深层的欢迎。
Can we go from, hey, how's it going, to, wow, what's going on with you? And let me pray with you at the end.
能够让我们只是很肤浅的问人家你最近好吗，一直到能够真诚的了解他的近况。
So he told him this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in open country and go after the one is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost."
在接下来，耶稣就说了一个比喻，说你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去了一只，不把这九十九只子币，别在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢。找着的就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说：“我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。”
Now, it's a really simple breakdown of this parable. There's really two characters in this parable.
我们很简单的把这个比喻稍微做了一下分析来看。
There's a man or a person or a shepherd.
这里讲到一个人，他是一个牧羊人。And
then there's a sheep, specifically the one that was lost.
这里讲到一个羊，也就是特别是这个迷失的羊。Back
then, shepherds weren't really highly thought of as they are today.
在当时其实就像今天一样，不被看为是很有地位的人。They
were considered lazy, low lives.
是讲在属于社会低层的人。They
were smelly, dirty, and drunkards.
他们有异味，他们是。 喝醉的，常常喝醉的。
Sheep were considered dumb and innocent.
而羊呢，却是被看为是又笨又蠢的。
They're actually a favorite of a farmer.
但是呢，对这些牧人来、农夫来说呢，却是他们很喜欢羊，是他们最喜爱的。
They're very valuable because it not only gives them meat, but it gives them clothing.
因为羊提供了很多的价值，不光是给他们提供了食物，像奶跟。
And it gives you the wool to stay warm.
他们的羊毛可以让人能够取暖。
What you don't know is sometimes sheep are very picky.
但是羊呢，确实也是非常的挑剔。
They only sleep when they don't feel threatened.
他们只有感觉到不受到威胁的时候，很舒适的时候，他们才会睡觉。
When they know that they're being protected.
也表示就是说，他们知道他们是被保护的。Sheep
hate flies.
羊呢是很讨厌苍蝇这种飞虫。
For those that know Psalm 23, where it anoints the head, the farmer would actually anoint the sheep's head with oil.
在诗篇的上篇我知道，就是说到就是你用你膏了我的头，那是讲到就是说，牧羊人会在羊的头上膏抹这些香膏。It's
to prevent the flies from actually laying eggs inside the nose.
是避免这些苍蝇飞虫等等在它羊的这个鼻子里面生蛋。
Because what happens is the worms would come and it would bother the sheep, and the sheep would actually go to the wall that's made out of rocks and hit its head until it would die.
所以呢，这些虫孵化了以后，这些虫呢会在羊的鼻子里面让这些羊造成非常大的困扰，所以呢它失去方向等等。 所以呢，他会用他的头就是去撞这些岩石坚硬的岩石。
But it's also interesting about the sheep is they recognize their master's voice.
但是这些羊呢，他们却是认得主人的声音，牧羊人的声音。
And then sometimes they would wander off though.
但仍然他们有时候会走离，走迷。Two
words or a few words here are found in rejoice.
在这里面有几个字是也是不断重复的，是讲到欢喜。
And then also
找着了。
And then there's three actions that I want to just point out. Go after the lost, lay on shoulders, and then call together his friends.
在这里我们也看到这个牧羊人寻找他的这个三个动作是讲到他去找着的，他把羊扛在肩上，他请人一起来一同欢喜。The
shepherd pursues the lost even when it's a dangerous environment.
牧羊人即使是在一个危险的环境里面，他仍然要去寻找。
And he's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Now sometimes what you don't also realize is sometimes to correct the sheep from wandering off, they would use the rod and they would break a leg of the sheep.
牧羊在不得已的情况下，他用他的杖去把这个羊的腿打断。
So in this passage, when he says he's carrying it on his shoulders, it's either because the sheep has already broken its leg, or he's broken the leg of the sheep.
所以这里讲到牧羊人把羊背在他的肩上，很可能是羊自己本身自己就把腿弄断，或者是牧羊人把他的腿弄断。Now
you see, that's pretty cruel to break the leg of a sheep. But you have to understand that in the time he's nurturing and caring for this sheep, so he's healing that bone back, he's wrapping it and bandaging. And then he's carrying by bringing its food to him or her, right?
他把这个腿断的羊背在肩上，然后带回去，然后呢，花时间在裹伤，医治这个腿断的伤，然后花时间去医治它，照顾它。
And as he's doing this, he's hoping that the sheep would understand and know his voice.
也在这个过程当中，这个羊能够认得、记得牧羊人的声音。
And know that when I hear the voice, I am safe.
当羊在听到牧羊人的声音的时候，他知道，羊是安全的。
Maybe you're still bogged down by, that's why I can't believe. Why would I trust someone that breaks a leg?
也许你可能还在纳闷，我没有办法相信，就是有人要把这个腿打断了，是为了他的好。Well,
he breaks it to prevent future mistakes.
他这么做是为了要防范他将来再犯错误。He
breaks it because he loves the sheep.
他是爱他爱到一个地步，他要这样这么做。
As a reminder, at the end, it's a reminder to have joy and celebrate.
后面也提醒我们，我们要有一个欢庆的喜乐。
And just like this morning, we're here to celebrate, right, baptisms and celebrate new members to our church.
就好像我们今天早晨，我们在这边一起庆祝，有人受洗，我们庆祝新的会员加入。
Yeah, so if you haven't figured out yet that Jesus is the shepherd in this story, and we are the sheep.
在这个比喻里面，其实就是说到耶稣就是那个牧羊人，我们是迷失的羊。
Owen, can you hit the slide or advance the slide? Forward. Okay, great. I think he went a little too far. Never mind, it's okay. I probably didn't have the slide in there. Okay, so I want us to know that as sinners, we are always invited to repent, no matter how far we fall.
我要大家知道，我们是罪人，不论我们所犯的罪有多大，多么堕落，但是耶稣他仍然欢迎罪人。
There's no pit that's really deep that God cannot go as deep.
不论这个洞有多大，多深。 没有神是耶稣是不能处理。And
God is always waiting and ready to welcome a sinner home.
神他仍然是预备好，他要来欢迎我们回家。During
quiet times, these verses would show up in my quiet time.
当我在灵修的时候，有这几节的经文就浮现在我脑海里面。But
I think it demonstrates God's love.
这里能够让我们看见神的爱。In
Luke 19, it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost."
路加福音19章第10节说到，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。And
Romans 5:8, but God shows His love, or God demonstrates His love for us in this: when we are yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书5:8节就说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱就在此为我们向我们显明了。And
Philippians 1:9-10.
在腓立书1:9-10.
It is my prayer that my love may abound more and more.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心和知识和各样的见识上多而又多。Yeah,
with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may prove what is excellent and be pure and blameless on the day of Christ Jesus.
使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督耶稣的日子。You
know, we always constantly need to be reminded of Jesus' great love for us.
我们要常常被提醒，耶稣是那伟大的爱我们的。
Because I hope it teaches us that we need to grow in our capacity to love.
我们也要来扩张我们的爱。
Love on two sides. Love to be reminded that God loves me.
爱是有两方面的，一个是呢要提醒，就是神是多么的爱。
Right? Sometimes as sinners, or sometimes as like redeemed sinners, when we sin, we feel really bad, and we don't know if God can still love me. But yeah, God still loves me for who I am.
特别是对我们这些已经被救赎的罪人，很多时候我们在想，我还在犯罪，神真的还爱我吗？像我这样的人吗？
But on the other side, it's, oh wow, God loves me so much. Teach me how to love so I can love other people.
在另外一方面，就是神是这样的爱我，也教导我怎么样的去爱别人。
So Lord, would you grow my capacity to love as you have loved?
所以我们要让神来扩张我们的爱。
Last verse. So, just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance.
所以第七节就说到，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样的为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的艺人欢喜更大。
So really, what's the difference between repentant sinner and sinner? Well, the repentant.
所以这边我们让我们看到悔改的罪人跟 罪人的一个差别就是有没有悔改。
So what does repentance mean?
那悔改是什么意思呢？
It means confession of sin.
是讲到就是说你愿意认罪。
Right? Confession of sin. Right? 我是一个罪人。 Right? I'm a sinner. And then I turn to God.
你一方面承认自己是一个罪人，但是另外一个呢是要转向神。
Okay? It's a repentance. We admit of our sin. We admit of our weakness.
承认我们的罪，承认我们的软弱。
And then we grasp onto God's grace and His power.
我们抓住神的爱，神的恩典，还有能力。
See, only when we confess our weakness, we can understand how great the love of Christ is.
只有当我们愿意承认我们的罪的时候，我们才能够了解到神对我们的爱是何等的大。
When we understand the great love of Christ for us, and we can share that love with other people.
也当我们了解到神 主对我们的爱是有多大，我们才能够去跟别人分享主的爱。
Let me summarize with just a sentence. Our need for God comes through the love of Jesus.
这里讲到给大家一个结论，就是我们需要神的爱。
I was debating if I should tell this story because I don't know how emotional I would be. So I've been in ministry for about 13 years now.
我不知道该跟大家分享我自己的一个见证故事，因为我很容易进入到情绪的里面。我侍奉已经有13年之久。Yeah,
and I have a lot of youth that are like 26 to 30 years old now.
我侍奉过的这些青少年，现在差不多有一些人已经是26岁、27岁了。And
one of them, and usually they come through Pittsburgh because they go from Chicago to New York.
有些人呢，他会来 来匹兹堡啊，是因为他是从芝加哥，他要去纽约。
But this time was very strange. He came from New York back to Chicago.
那这一次呢，这个人呢，却很不一样的是，他是从纽约要回到芝加哥。And
when this youth was in college, he was actually mugged his senior year. He was beat up by four people.
这个人呢，当时他在大学的时候，大四的时候，他是被四个人殴打。
He was beat up so bad that he doesn't remember the occasion. He suffers continually from post-traumatic stress disorder and just the fear of someone being behind him.
And
he has to take medication.
所以呢，他必须要服药。
And one time, you know, he talks about, oh, God loves me, and then the next sentence is, God hates me. I hate him.
他有时候甚至前一句话还说神爱我，下一句话呢，他就是说神恨我。
And so we stayed up and talked from, so we took him out to dinner, and then we stayed up, or sorry, I stayed up until 2 a.m. Talking with him.
所以那一次他经过匹兹堡的时候， 我就跟他聊天，谈到晚上半夜两点。
And we got to this point where I would just say, you know, God does really still love you. He loves you immensely.
但我们那时候就是告诉他, 即使是这样情况, 神还是仍然爱你。
But you have all this anger, and I hope that you would just confess that anger and that hurt that you have inside of you.
你是否愿意承认 你在心中的仍然有这些的, 对伤害你的这些的愤怒。
And so we sat down and I prayed for him.
所以我们一起祷, 我们坐下来, 我们一起祷告。
And it was late, so I went up to go to sleep.
因为已经很晚了, 所以后来我就回房间睡觉。
So the next morning at 7 o'clock, I didn't want to disturb him, so I woke him up around 10 o'clock. Okay, so.
四点钟起来的时候,
so I asked him, so do you feel a lot better? Do you feel freed because of Jesus?
第二天早晨我就问他, 你有感觉好一些了吗? 你有没有感受到耶稣让你得到释放?
He said, no, I just turned on my phone and I started watching YouTube videos.
那我就开始, 拿起我的手机, 然后再看这些YouTube上面的
And man, you gotta check this one out. This one's hilarious.
然后我就告诉他, 你要看, 这个是, 非常好笑的。
And I was like, my reaction was, I was hurt and I was just sad and I was holding back the back of my tears and the back of my eyes, saying, you missed everything. There's a time for you. I mean, there's still time for you to draw close, but we are so close. To draw near to Jesus.
在当时我看见这样的情况, 我其实心里面是很哀伤的, 甚至在我的里面, 我的泪是在里面流, 因为觉得他应该这个时候应该能够来经历到耶稣。
When you have these chances, I hope in prayer that you turn to Jesus and you cling to Jesus.
我的祷告,我的盼望是, 即使是在这样的情况下, 能够让他能够更爱近耶稣, 更靠近耶稣。
Let me ask you, are you running on empty, as the picture on this PowerPoint?
让我问大家一个问题, 你们是不是空手在跑?
What are you filling yourself up with?
你是拿什么东西在填满?
We can't be loved or we can't love others unless we're filled by Jesus first.
如果我们不是先被耶稣的爱所充满的话, 我们没有办法去爱别人。
Let me conclude by this. Jesus still is welcoming sinners like us today.
即使到今天, 耶稣仍然欢迎我们, 像我们这样的罪人。
Jesus is still changing lives.
耶稣他改变人的生命。
To be more like him. Has he changed your life?
你的生命已经被改变了吗?
Are you changing someone else's life for Jesus?
或者是你改变其他人的生命?
Are you bringing a friend to the feet of Jesus?
你是否有带人来到耶稣的面前?
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that we are people who are listening to you this morning.
天父啊, 我们祷告, 你让今天在座的人